Well, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Hope you are enjoying tech ed so far. Uh-huh. And that you're not so tired. Now you have a lot of parties during the nights. And thankfully, our session is on Tuesday. So
you're so fresh. We can teach as much as we can.
So today we're here to talk a little bit about Windows Intune. We're going to cover, you know, all the features, what does it have to offer to you in a small business or for a big enterprise, large enterprise. Again, this is a technical overview. My name is Elias Mareb.
My name is Erda Luskaya.
We're both Windows Expert IT Pro MVPs and Microsoft Certified Trainers, and we're here to have just a conversation with you guys. We don't want this to be a formal tech ed presentation. We want this to be a discussion. We want to hear your needs and to see what Intune have that can help you guys be more productive on your day-to-day work. So, Ertl, tell me, what's your day-to-day, your customers, your work?
Again, today we're going to speak about many different scenarios, but we built three scenarios which hopefully can answer your needs. And one of them should fit into yours. So Windows Intune, what is Windows Intune? I don't know if you know the history about Windows Intune. Last year in April, end of March, Windows Intune was launched. Again, I was one of the speakers on behalf of Microsoft. We launched it in Las Vegas in Microsoft Management Summit. The idea was to have a cloud-based management system to our computers. The first version was basically install the client. Here we go. We got a beautiful Silverlight-based internet web application which helped us to use software updates, which help us to keep an eye in our PCs and have an antivirus or remote desktop connection.
Okay, what else? What was in the second version?
Then the second version came out, again, towards end of last year, I think.
Yes.
The second version was much better, lots of improvements. We had many right-click options, many software distribution options for third parties, license management option, but to be honest, it's like you have a beautiful meal, something's missing. You know, the salt. Something was missing in Intune, and Microsoft had many feedback from IT professionals worldwide. This is missing. Why we can't have Active Directory synchronization? Why we can't support iPads? Yeah, I'm sorry, but many people are using it. Why we can't support Android or Windows phones or mobile devices, servers, and the most important thing was, I think, Active Directory support.
Okay, so what I hear from you is that this is a product that is constantly evolving, right?
Yes.
It's constantly changing and adding new features.
Even yesterday in the keynote, what happened? Yeah. You tell.
They announced the new version, right? And that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about the new version of Windows Intune. So, the first thing that we need to do is, you know, we have a huge question. The first question that we need to ask yourself is, does it fit my organization? Yes, your organization. We're done,
that's
yes.
Now let's go ahead.
Just for the record, you're going to hear a lot of bad jokes during this session. So
look, Australian, Venezuelan, we're delivering a session somewhere in the, not even middle, in Australia, in what, United States. Probably not in my accent. Australian guy who was born and grew up in Germany, but originally his parents are from Turkey. That's the weird accent from. All right? If you have issues with my accent, promise you will get immune to it very shortly. But let's go back to Intune.
Okay. So that's the first question that you need to ask yourself. Does it fit my organization? And again, you can have organizations that are from different, I don't know, very, very different sizes. So, first question, are you familiar with this? Ertl, you tell me. I mean, let's imagine that this is your company, and you tell me what are your needs.
Okay, you are a consultant who works with many, many businesses.
Okay.
Scenario one, you are a small business, or you're looking after small business, no domain controllers, let's say up to 20 computers.
Okay.
Workgroup environment.
Okay.
Couple of mobile devices. These days, everybody has that cool mobile device.
Okay, so tell me this. Even if you are a small or large business or a company, Do you need to be, you know, every computer needs to be managed?
I think so, yeah. Or all the PCs has to be managed.
Okay.
Remotely or locally.
Just tell us if you're familiar with this. If these needs are, you know, do you feel this same pain each and every day? Do you need to have the latest updates?
Anybody knows about Fortnite Tuesdays?
Every computer needs to have the latest software installed.
Hold on. Windows 8 is coming out, right? We finished Windows 7, now Windows 8 is coming out. So more and more releases coming out as well.
Okay.
Okay.
So another need, every computer needs to meet constant compliance and be secure.
I think I don't have to talk about the viruses, which is around. Do you know a corporation which has not been hacked or compromised these days? Or any big government organization?
Another need. Every computer needs to be remotely accessible.
Oh my God, I have to spend more and more money. So do I have to drive all the time to my customers?
And every computer needs to report its status. I think that all these needs are you know, we feel this each and every day. It doesn't matter the size or of your company. So let's start this session with, you know, knowing that we need to accomplish this, but always in the fastest manner. And this looks like, for me, like a trilogy. You know, this is a never-ending story. So it's going to be continued. But we have a huge challenge. And the biggest challenge of all is that we need to accomplish this in the cheapest way. If you feel this way or do you hear this every day from your bosses, please raise your hand. No? Some
oh,
guys
wow.
that don't... You have that, my dream job, you know? If you don't have to worry about money, then...
He's jobless. He's looking for a job. That's why probably... Just kidding.
Do you feel this way with your customers also?
Of course. Who has enough budget? Usually nobody. And who wants to go to the latest systems? You know what? We just spent to migrate to Windows 7. Microsoft's bringing Windows 8 out. They have to pay again? Antivirus? Remote desktop software? Management software? Reporting software? Do you have to buy now SQL? As we know, SQL Express has only supports 4 gig database support.
Yeah.
All this requires money. Do we got money?
No, never. So the first kind of customer that I deal with each and every day, small business, no domain controllers, as Erdal said, just desktops and laptops, no nothing. That includes no money. A joke, yeah. And a second kind of customer, that's medium to large size, multiple Active Directory sites, desktop, laptops, phones that need to be managed, WSUS, config MGR.
Exchange servers.
Everything. I mean, but they have something in common with the first kind of customer. No money. That's the excuse that I hear each and every day.
No money for IT. Of course, there's always money for some golf events. Not for us.
So at least that's what they say. And I would like to ask you, does it happen to you? Yes or no? Chuck Norris approved, yeah. So we're here to talk about the top 10 challenges that we face with customers, in particular with my customers, and how Windows Intune, you know, help us, you know, to save our life and still allow us to make some money and, you know, be here talking to you guys. The first challenge is I need a solution that's easy to manage. Erdal, you tell me a little bit about this. Learning curve in your company?
I'm lazy because I'm an IT. So I wish I had a platform which, you know, I imagine I have the web browser and I receive an email, you know. The email says, you know what, X customer has just received a virus or there is something wrong, a duplicate IP address. I go to that web platform, I check, I said, yeah, there is a virus. I call my customer, hello, Mr. and Mrs. Customer. You know what? You got a virus in your system. Do you want me to come up or I can fix it remotely? Oh, by the way, they pay for me SLA, with the SLA monthly fee.
Okay.
So without even moving from my desk or from my house, I'm going to be able to fix this issues.
So let me translate it in a little bit of more corporate, you know, environment. You need a solution that's easy to manage, that reduces the learning curve, and that's the IT professionals, the system administrators, already know or are familiar on those products.
Definitely,
and solutions.
Yes.
Very intuitive, right? So Windows Intune is extremely simple. It's an easy-to-manage, web-based management console. It's a Silverlight console. You can just set it in different languages. It depends on your how you have your computer set up. You have it in Spanish, English, German, Japanese. I don't know. The list of languages are huge. So, Ertl, you are familiar with this. Can you please demo and show us the management console, please?
All right. I said that I'm lazy. I'm pretty sure you're all using Microsoft Internet Explorer, but what if you're using Firefox or whatever? All what you need is a Silverlight supporting browser. So you can use any browser and promise you're going to get the same graphical quality. Quickly about Windows Intune. Once you sign up to Windows Intune for, I think it's $11 in the United States, okay? Yep. Please double check with your PAM, Partner Accounts Manager. All what you have to do is subscribe to that product. You will get free Windows 7 Enterprise. You will get software assurance. You will get Windows Intune endpoint protection.
Okay.
You will get remote desktop. And
can you please stop talking and just show us the console?
Beautiful. Look at this, system overview. The overview says we got top three alerts. At the moment, I got systems that need...
One question. Did you need to set up anything or did you just show, just log in and that's what you see?
Initially, you know what? I mean, let's do this in the next demo. I want you to go shortly into administration and download the client. All what you have to do is subscribe to Windows Intune.
Okay.
Once you subscribe, they're going to give you all what you need is a Live ID, manage.microsoft.com, put your Live ID, your password. If you have more than one customer, you can select your customer from the console. If not, it will automatically put you into a default account, and you will see this.
So basically, it's a subscription service that you pay, and as soon as you log in, you see this. I mean,
yes.
Everything is set up for you.
Yes. Okay. Next demo, which you're going to do, it's going to show you, dear attendees, how you can install the client. But quickly now, this is the overview. At the moment, I don't have any virus issues. My system is healthy. I got a couple of groups. As you can see, I got unassigned users. I got assigned devices. I can just come here. Basically, right-click, look in the properties, create groups, delete it. I can come to updates. I can see all the system updates. I can just click the updates from here. And I can see, for example, what kinds of updates be needed by my systems. Here we go, Silverlight, for example. I just right-click. I can go to properties. I can see the details.
All the details, okay.
I can just approve the update or decline it. Once I approve it, it's going to ask me which computer which I want to approve it. I go, for example, to unassigned devices in this case. I click next. And here we go. It is giving me the option. When do you want me to install it? Install it, I do approve it because I've done the testing, and I want this to happen latest in 1 week or 2 weeks, or as soon as possible. In this case, I go to
finish.
2 weeks, okay. Finish.
What else do we have in the console?
I got the endpoint protection, which is the antivirus, which is based on Forefront. From here, I can see all the malware instances. I can see computers which has viruses at this gate. Oh, everything is cool, nice, clean. I got the alerts. From here, I can see what has been approved, which computer has been installed.
Okay.
I can configure alert types. I can configure notification types.
Now, this is new from version 2, right?
Yes,
the software. Okay.
It is. This is version 2. You have up to 2 GB free software. Basically, you can get a third party, any application, any software you think it's needed to... customers, you can upload it to the Intune Center and push it to your clients. How? We're going to show it in the future demo. Licenses.
Okay.
You can basically manage all your Microsoft volume licenses. Or
all from third parties also, right?
Yes. Software. Yeah. Any software licensing, you will just upload your software licenses agreement and it will keep in track what's been installed in your systems, how many licenses you got left. So it's a beautiful management panel. You can come here, create policies. Again, in the future demo, we're going to show you how we can create policies. You can run reports. Again, okay. We have a full demonstration about that a little bit later. Administration. This is where we can see, this is a demo account up to 10. You can also sign up for free. We get 10 seats, two of them have been used. It tells me my cloud storage. But what else can I see very quickly before I go to the next slide, which I'm pretty sure everybody's looking forward, just kidding. I can come to devices, for example, and let's come to this device. I want to have more details about this device. I can see this PC needs 28 updates. One update is pending. I can see details about the updates. I can see the malware status. The best thing, which I like, is, you know, the hardware. I can go and see,
So basically you have asset inventory service, which is a feature of NDOP, available for free or included in your console, right?
Or system center, you know, the asset management service. I can come here and I can fully see the BIOS version, the processor, the physical disk, the logical disk, the printers, the network adapters.
Okay, so let me ask you something.
Go for it.
One quick question. Does this has help you improve your business, you know, be more effective, faster?
Of course. Let's say you have a managed system which you hire computers. And as we all know, end users like to modify the computers. Sometimes they add RAM, they remove RAM, they add unauthorized devices. How can you manage this remotely? How can you know what did they install? This is showing you exactly what's going on in the systems.
Okay, so one thing that I've, you know, people, you know, comes to me every day and ask me, hey, Intune, is it a small business or a large business solution? What I think is that it's a solution that fits almost every environment. I have customers that are like 50 or 40 computers that they don't have money for a domain controller, for a WSUS, but they are in the same location, and they need a solution to you know, they need to be managed, secure, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The same, all the needs that a company, you know, usually have, but they don't have the money to invest on this kind of servers. But I also have different kind of customer, maybe banks or large enterprises that has this, you know, huge data centers and management solutions. But at the same time, they have like managers, roaming profiles, salespeople that are on the road or are in different branches, and they don't have the infrastructure on those branches. So the question is, can I integrate Windows Intune with a computer that is domain joined and, you know, working with ConfigMGR and all that? The answer is yes, you can. So for me, it's extremely useful for those very large customers where we have these people that are on the road, and still we can push updates for the software, Windows updates. We know if the user modify anything on the computer, third-party applications. We know that the computer is secure because it has an antivirus solution running. I can scan and remotely connect and provide assistance to that computer. So it's a solution that fits, you know, everywhere from up to two computers to, I don't know, thousands.
Elias was saying WSUS and costing money. Yeah, WSUS is a free service, but don't forget, you still need the Windows license. You still need to build the infrastructure. With Windows Intune, all what you have to do is basically have clients, install the agent, and that's it. All the infrastructure is up in the cloud. So endpoint protection, no worries. You don't have to install anything. It's up in the cloud. There is an upgrade, which has been announced yesterday. Who cares? Let Microsoft deal with it.
Yeah.
All what you have to do is manage it through.
If Microsoft pushes an update, you don't have to do anything. It's done by Microsoft on the back. So as soon as you log in, you will get the new feature on your account.
You can even see the internet connection speed, the MAC address, and etc. So let's go to more details.
Second challenge I hear almost every day. I need a solution that's easy to deploy. And when I say deploy, it's not just configure the console, because we have, you know, addressed that already. I mean, on the clients. Do I need to deploy a client? What do I need to do on my client computers? So, Ertl, you tell me, how easy is this?
To be honest, it's so easy. All what you have to do is, do you mind quickly switch to the demo machine? It is number 2.
Okay, so if I go to the management console and I go to administration, the only thing that I need to do is go to client software.
And how big is that?
Client software, I just need to download the client software. It's only like 12 or 13 meg. It's a zip file, and within the zip file, you will find the executable, which is the installer, and a certificate that is specific for your account. So as soon as you download that, you can just download it specifically, connect to the Windows portal, and download it from the internet, or just put it on a USB drive, external hard drive, whatever, network share, and this is the result. It's a zip file. When you unzip it, you will find two files. Double click.
Hold on. It's around 16, 17 megabytes. Okay, but we said it has all this System Center features. It has all this endpoint protection.
Yeah,
how is it all in 16 megabytes in?
Because this is the installer, and after the installer basically installs the software, you will get a download of all the other components.
Ah, okay, so right after I have to be connected to the internet, I'm sure all the downloads have been pulled down. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Lesson learned from the field. So just as simple as clicking next, and it will install everything. You don't need to do anything else. As you can see, this is an .exe file. So if you're basically creating an image that you want to deploy using MDT, System Center, whatever, you can integrate the installer and basically create a script in order to, or a task on MDT to deploy the application after you deploy the image. So it's very easy to integrate.
So I can use images. Yes. I can use network-based share. I can just use manual downloads. So they're all this?
All, everything is supported, yeah.
Oh, cool.
So it's very simple.
I work together with you.
Yeah, this will install. And switch to a computer that server will install. The end result will be this. Basically, the Windows Intune Center is an application that the end user will see where you can get more applications, you can get updates, you will see the endpoint protection. As Erdal said, endpoint protection is basically the forefront endpoint protection. It's the same engine, it's the same interface. It's just being called Windows Intune Endpoint Protection.
And the only difference is if you got the forefront, you have to install it locally and you have to manage your own policies, where this one, again, is up in the cloud.
Yes. And you don't need to pay for the SQL Server license. You don't need to pay for
just $11 subscription fee. Yeah. That's it.
And you have the option to provide remote assistance to that computer. In this case, the end user will request remote assistance. So it's very simple. Let's switch to the PPT. And that's the solution. Download and install the client software. It's just a zip. Very simple.
Repeat the question.
Can you repeat the question, please?
Is there a script or something you can just run it remotely?
The question is there a script
a
which
script
you can run
for
remotely?
For the installer. Yes. I mean, you can integrate it in the documentation. You have all the switches. But yes, it's unattended, silent, quiet install. You can push it through SCCM or the usual.
After but it's prep, you can do whatever you like. Hmm? So, so we make sure that's the biggest benefit. Hold on for your questions, please. You're going to see shortly we can fully lock down their systems, and they have to do what you tell them. You're going to love it.
First challenge, Erdal.
I need to update my computers, and it's a beautiful example which you gave, sir. And we just met. For some people, no, it wasn't preset. Perfect example. The users, the end users, they never do what we tell them to do. So, there is an urgent update which you tested in your environment and it's safe to go. You tell your customers to approve it. Guess what? They're not. So, or there is a new application which it's quite critical, which everybody has to get it installed in the next half an hour. But nobody's doing it because they're busy playing solitaire. Oops, sorry, busy with meetings. So what's going to happen now? What's the solution for that?
Okay, can you show us how easy it is?
So deploying client software, no, that's what we've done now.
Okay.
Now,
switch to overview.
Okay.
So for managing updates, as you can see, and Earl showing the updates, it's very familiar. If you're familiar with WSUS, with Windows Update Services, or Config MGR, you're basically done. It's WSUS on the cloud. You don't need storage for the updates. A question that I get asked a lot is, okay, I have 20 gigs or 2 gigs, or I bought 40 gigs of Azure storage. That's for your applications, the applications you are uploading to the cloud. But actually, the Microsoft update doesn't count or doesn't take, you know, from your storage that you bought. It's simply on the Windows catalog.
So everything from the Windows catalog, you can just come based on the classifications. If you have no clue what they are, you got your task here. You can always learn more. In this case, I want to concentrate on critical updates. As you can see, it shows all the updates which is applicable. It's been installed or not. It's been approved or not. Or if there is any issue with installation. In this case, I want to go and update, for example, you know what? I'm going to go to Windows 7 once. Windows Intune. Let's see which computers need this update. It will tell you at the moment, oh, there is no computers which need this update.
Again, I'm doing a good job. You know, my computers are up to date.
Ah, beautiful. I can right-click, see which computers has been this update, which computers had issues. If you think you need to copy the text, you can. You can always go and get the details. You can see the computers from here, which needs to install. Here we go. There is a lightbook, and two of them is applicable. This one is probably still unknown. What we can do is we can just go look for the details, but what I'm going to do is now, just for the demo purposes, I'm going to one of my demo PC, and...
In the meanwhile, let me tell you another question that I get asked a lot. What OSs are supported? So this is a client solution. It's not a Windows Server solution. So Windows XP, Vista 7. What about Windows 8? If you go to the Windows Intune blog or the official documentation, the product team says, it's going to be supported once the OS is released to manufacturing. It's really, you know, generally available. So not yet, because it's a, you know.
All what I do is, yeah, click Approve, select. In this case, I'm going to select all my devices. I'm going to click Next again. And I want this to be installed ASAP. Once I click Finish, the update's going to be ready. All what I can do is now go to the Intune console. This PC, right?
Yeah.
I can come to my Intune client. Oops. That's the next demo. I can just check for the updates. By the way, once the client has been installed, the end user is going to have only four options. They can see the available applications. They can check the updates. They can scan their own computers or request remote assistance, which I'm going to show shortly. Again, the other question which I get a lot while this is checking the updates, all right, Earl, you are saying that my customers who are using Windows XP did subscribe to Intune. Now they are eligible to Windows 7 Enterprise. Do I need to buy X amount? No. You can subscribe to one computer or to unlimited computers. Okay? You know, you can have one to many computers. The installation is still manually, so they will send you a link where you can download Windows 7 Enterprise, and the installation has to be done manually. The Windows Intune client can be installed maybe via referencing the computer. And then you will be running these services
for example, the upgrade services. But the rest is via this link. Here we go, the updates.
Thank you, you're doing the job.
Oh, look at this, two updates are available.
Nice. So easy, very fast.
Back to your question. Your end users, they don't have the option not to install the updates. The only requirement is they have to be online. As soon as they get online, the update will be pushed. If they're offline, of course, you can't do anything.
Okay, I think that we have a question here. If you can go to the microphone.
Okay.
The question is, do they have to click the install button? You can force the update, mm-hmm. or you can leave it as optional. In my case, I don't know if you noticed, I left it as soon as possible. And even if they don't click install options, you can force them later. How are we going to show it in the
You can create policies, and it's part of the presentation. We're going to show you how to do it. But yes, you can force it so the end user doesn't have any kind of interaction, just you know, the application get installed.
Let's move on.
No, I mean, you can...
Repeat the question, please.
The question is, does the computer, the client computer needs to be online in order to approve the update? The answer is no. You can be in whatever part of the world, you know, sitting in your house, maybe Sunday morning where your kids are watching, you know, a movie or, you know, I don't know, you're cooking breakfast, whatever, and you can just approve or deny the updates. Our recommendation is the same one as when you use WSOS or ConfigMGR. Please test the updates in a lab environment. I know that this is the recommendation, but not everybody, you know, do it that way. But you just approve the applications, and once the client computer becomes online, obviously it's going to report back to the Intune management console. And it will check, hey, do I have all the latest updates? No, this is what I have. This is what you need, going back and forward till you get the package. But the client computers can be turned off perfectly. Yes, sir?
Can you create groups of computers based on, say, company A, B, C, D, and you want to create a group of computers for company A, and then can you approve updates based on those customer groups?
Yes.
Basically,
the question is, can you create groups based on a company profile name or a computer profile, maybe? The answer is yes. It's the same as you can do in WSUS. So it's basically the same, just in a web management console. So you can create, for example, laptops, HP, Lenovo, or company A, company B, company C, and then just approve this 10 updates for this kind of computers in this group, and so on.
The best thing is about Windows Intune, it is bringing a website with WSUS, with System Center, with Forefront, with, you know, with all, it's like umbrella. It's bringing all the cool Microsoft application under one page which you can manage, okay? So you don't have to seriously learn something brand new. Everything is based on your previous knowledge. Even if not, a 75-minute session like that, I'm pretty sure it's giving you the ideas already. Yes, sir?
I don't know if this is what you were asking, but
you have to have an agent server communication before you load it. The question is, do they have to be an agent installed before the web console knows? Yes. No? Yes, I mean, yes, the internet has to be active. If the computer is offline, there is no communication. Exactly like in a network environment, if the computer is turned off and there is no remote wake up, or if the network cable is plugged out, there will be no communication until the user plugs up the cable back. In this case, internet is a must, so the cloud, remember? The cloud is up on the net.
There are always trade-off, you know?
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, sir.
Okay. Yes.
Version 3, the current version. Yes, the question was, does it have Active Directory integration?
The version that was announced yesterday, now we have Active Directory, Azure Active Directory integration. So you just click connect to an existing Active Directory.
Sure.
Yes?
Let's quickly join to, so you can see it. With Office 365, Yes, there's going to be integration as well. Don't forget that it's, yes, they've been released, but the answer is yes. If we hang on a bit more, promise you're going to see much more Microsoft software being supported, okay?
So as I say, you can create groups here, and just a simple demo would be trying to add a user. You will see they have the option to integrate with Active Directory domain services and use the UPN in particular. Again, this is all based on Azure and also connecting to an existing Active Directory domain services server.
And we can even synchronize the Active Directory, which is part of yesterday. Yesterday we have a presentation which is called Windows Intune Enterprise. Please come to that because it's us and David going to do that. So it's matching. This is fitting for tomorrow's presentation. Tomorrow we're going to show fully how we can integrate with Active Directory as well.
So another thing is that you can also manage non-Microsoft updates. And that's a great thing, you know. If you want to update a different application, then you can perfectly do it. The fourth challenge, Ertl, I need to keep my computer secure. I think we've talked about this a lot. And just enable endpoint protection, right?
Yeah. Let's do a quick demo. Do you mind get infected? Go to a porn site? No, just kidding. Go to a website, get infected with the virus. I can see you were excited, sir. Why? When I said porn? No, just, you know, just kidding. So we go to the ACAR European Expert Group for IT Security. It's a, you know, antivirus testing organization. It's totally free. You can just click in the test virus files. You can just start to try to download the virus.
Okay, so in ACAR we have several options to download different malware.
Of course, we're going to assume this is a, you know, website where our users going, and hopefully they will not try to install a virus, but they are browsing a web, they're trying to install something.
And as soon as I click download, well, run, boom.
Boom.
The file you're downloading has been reported to be unsafe. The download website contains links to viruses, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, it is reporting that I tried to download a malicious
Try to save it.
File.
Try to save it. You download the zip, so it's at the moment saving it. The other question is, at the moment, it will send also an email to the administrator saying, you know what, your computer, I don't know what the computer name is, like here, Windows 7, SP1, WS01, at the moment has got a new virus. Please be aware. The administrator can click in the link, go to the management panel, and shortly you're going to see in the management panel, we're going to have also an alert saying, computer WS01 has seen a virus. In this case, the virus incident has been fixed. Why? It's aware of it. If not, it will give you an alert also what to do in the next step. Quickly, can we go to the management console, please?
Sure. All yours.
We go to endpoint protection. At the moment it says no issues, but if you go to all malware, come on, refresh. So shortly, promise you're going to see that. We're going to have an instance reported there. It's taking a few seconds time, of course, to go there.
But obviously it's going through the client computer, needs to wait till the next refresh cycle, till it gets to the company portal and gets to the management.
It is usually within a few minutes, so probably when I do my next demo, I will quickly jump in and show you how it's reported to the council, okay? Fourth challenge.
Okay, so in, you know, keeping, we keep talking about the endpoint protection, we have the option to create policies, and what, that was one of the questions that we had earlier.
So, oh, here's the question. What is if the user has already a virus installed, a virus scanner? Could be any of the third-party virus vendors. Is there a policy which you can check, for example? Or what if there is already this update installed? Or can you please show me what kinds of policies you can install?
As you can see, we have several policies. I'm going to just show it to you. But the one that we need to create is the Windows Intune Agent Settings Policy.
Okay.
So if you can just help me switch into the VM. If you go to the Actions pane, you will see the policy option. And we have the ability to add a policy. We have four different kind of policies. The mobile security policy.
This is new in version 3?
Yes. The firewall settings, Intune agent settings, and the Windows Intune Center settings. So the one that we need to set up for the antivirus solution is the Windows Intune agent settings. So I'm just going to have the option to create and deploy a policy with the recommended settings or just create a custom policy. I'm just going to go ahead and create the policy.
Which means it's all based on default.
I'm going to assign it to all devices. And that's it. I just created a policy and I just can right click it and click.
You can even manage
edit.
The deployment.
Yeah,
right?
Or double click it. It's a Silverlight interface that acts as a application. So I just can rename it, put a description on it, and enable the endpoint protection. So right here we can configure the behavior. What if I have a different antivirus solution? I don't want to install Windows Intune endpoint protection, then I say no, or yes, or only on computers that are unprotected when endpoint protection is installed. So it depends. You have the ability to say yes, I want it, or no, or it depends if I have a different AV solution already in place. You can create different system states every time you add a computer, track the malware, all the options that you usually have on endpoint protection or system center essentials. Microsecurity Essentials. You have all those options right here. So it's very simple. You just set it up once and then save the policy, and that's it. So
back to this gentleman's question. What if the end user will change the settings? So he says, you know what, I want to change it every 1 hour. Can they do that? Can I quickly go to demonstration here? And let me connect to this one. We got, again, an end user. He's not that keen to listen to his IT administrator. Go to settings. Now I'm going to go do the installation myself. In this case, as you can see, we didn't enable the policy. They can go and deal themselves. But I can jump quickly to the policy here.
Right here.
Right here. I can come to the policy here. I can say, you know what? Do not leave my end users to... Basically, you can come here. You can select the policy to not enable the end users to do any changes. Or you can come again, exclude files, folders. You can join Microsoft Spy. You can join the updates. You can use devices. And later in the demo, you're going to see also we can also do the network bandwidthing. So basically, we can limit the end users straight from the panel via policy not to do any changes as well.
So another question that I get asked a lot, and I will get to your question right now, is what if this computer is domain joined and I have GPOs already in place and deployed? What happened with these policies? It's just another policy. So the same knowledge that you have of policy conflicts and all that stuff, it applies. So it's just another policy applying. Obviously, the GPOs, the domain control policies, are the ones that are going to rule or win that battle. So it's the same concept that you already know about GPO conflicts. It applies to this.
Even though you are not Active Directory joined, for example, you go to an Active Directory environment and there is a policy, the GPO will always take precedence. Later, when you join the Active Directory as well, this is obvious anyway. All right, let's quickly
get that back.
Question here.
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand the target audience. Is this for like really small mom-and-pop
shops? Because it seems to me it's the same space as System Center Essentials. Again, the question is, what's the target audience for this solution, right? For this gentleman in the back, it seems like this is a you know, target for small businesses, right? So, like I said, I have customers from all the sizes. You can have small customers from 5, 10, 15, and it's extremely useful because you are saving money in services, deploying servers, you know, hardware, all that stuff, and also for large businesses. It's not like this is going to replace operations manager, system center configuration manager, forefront. This is not you know, a solution that is replacing all this. It's a solution that's integrating all these products in the cloud.
And tomorrow in the enterprise session, we're going to have more definition based on that. We don't want to collapse with our own session, okay? So tomorrow, even if you can't make it, please watch it online. We're going to have the demonstration as well to answer enterprise level questions.
But yes, it's not a solution meant to replace all those products. It's a solution meant to complement those products in the large business space. So if you have, you know, ConfigMGR, Operations Manager, all this, and you have, like I said, roaming profiles, roaming users, salespeople on the road, you don't want to leave those computers unmanaged. Probably you have a manager that goes, you know, traveling for 3 months. What happened with that computer? Does that computer is not going to receive any policy update or, you know, Windows updates or a new version of the software that has been debugged? I mean, how do you manage all those computers? Because you cannot apply policies through a VPN. So how do you do it? This is the solution. I mean, and it's very cheap and it's cloud-based.
Okay, we got quickly one more question there.
There is no like the question is it a way to integrate this with System Center? The answer is no. Basically, they need to coexist, but separately.
The new version has some updates, which we're going to cover hopefully tomorrow, okay? Promise? Because we got, 30 minutes time, we have to cover today's content and tomorrow. So my next question is, what about if I need to deploy third-party software? You were talking about it since the beginning. All right.
Yes.
What is the solution for that?
Well, we just need to go to software and upload that. Let me just show it to you. It's easier.
So now Elias is going to upload a third-party software, which is not Microsoft one. Could be anything. The only thing which we need is has to be an EXE with probably trusted source. Why? Because if it's a virus, endpoint is going to block it. Okay?
Okay, so what I'm going to do is go to manage software, and then have the option. I already have some software added into my console, but I wanted to show you how I can add new software. So just going to click into add software. It's going to always, for as a key security measure, it's going to ask me my credentials, my Windows Live credentials again. So we'll get an in-app just in a few seconds that will allow me, it's a wizard that will allow me to upload and create a cabinet and upload those software to the Azure storage. So just wait a few seconds.
In the meantime, I might take your question, sir. I didn't say EXE. I said has to be compatible so it doesn't block, you know, has to be, has secure, you know, if it's a virus, for example, the endpoint will bracket, when not with EXE.
But yes, could be, you know, iOS, software,
Android,
you know, Android, Windows Phone, MSI, EXE, all that.
Do you mind showing us?
Yes,
the demo
it's loading. I will just show it.
You're going to see it now. 1 second, please. The demo is about, it has a small part of this as well, okay? So we don't have any demo about managing the devices, but the idea is same. You're going to see how we manage the software. 30 seconds later, you'll have your answer, sir. The only issue with the cloud is we are depending on the internet speed. So
yes.
At the moment, it's the internet speed. And the demo got not responding. That's good.
Okay.
Here we go.
So basically, click next, and I have the option to
look at this Android, iOS.
Right now, I'm going to do a Windows package, but I'm going to just click next, and let me show you the iOS file. So to answer your question, you need to specify the setup files and the manifest for the application. You need to have the IPA and the plist, which is the manifest.
The
.ipa is the application itself, and the plist. Just let me zoom in so you can read the lower. To distribute iOS enterprise applications correctly, you must provide an IPA file and the plist manifest file. For more information, see the relevant Apple documentation. Let's do a Windows installer, and I will just click Browse. And again, it could be an .exe file, MSI. I'm just going to, time-wise, I'm just going to select the Microsoft File Transfer Manager. If you have an installer that has, you know, like all manifests and other files that are in the same location, you just need to select this checkbox, include additional files and subfolders in the same folder. This is not my case. Just going to click Next and provide the application about the publisher, URL of the software information, and the category, browser, multimedia.
So can you type whatever you like in the name and the description?
Yes.
Oh, it doesn't have to be Microsoft?
No, you can type whatever you want, but if the application has an embedded information, it will read it and you know, fill the form automatically. Now, if I know that this application is only compatible with 32-bit or 64-bit architecture, I can just, you know, select that. If I know that application is compatible with both, then, again, this is a very important part to avoid network traffic. If you have an application that is only compatible with 64, just mark it as 64, because if not, it's going to be pushed to all your computers, including the 32-bit. And you can filter the compatibility of the OS.
And the supported OSs?
Yes. Do you have a command line argument? Yes. If I want to install this, let's say,
quiet,
I would just put the command. It could be quiet, silent, queue, depending on your installer. Yeah. And this is the end result. And I'm just going to click upload. It's going to take, you know, a few seconds.
It's encrypting the file for security.
Yeah, it encrypts locally, and then it sends the information encrypted to the cloud. And then it resides on the cloud.
That's it.
Close.
As you can see, we got really important enterprise application there, like Tetris or the other ones. We just put Tetris of Fun there, all right? Which means if you really want to, yes, you can do that. But I don't know, how is your boss going to feel about that? We just put it there to have a smile on your face.
So the other thing that you do is once you upload the package, you can add agreements or manage the deployment options and select to which computers you want to deploy that specific application. I will say, for example, all devices. I want this application on all the computers.
Users or devices, which is cool. Yeah. Again, even this version. It's a required install.
And just click Finish. As simple as that.
So next time the user goes and connects online, this update will be pushed. Yes, sir. Let me answer one by one. The question is, what if you don't select the required option? What's going to happen? Basically, the user can do mind to jump to that options quickly. When the user goes to install updates, they can review that. And if they want, they can click it and install it. If they don't want it, they can just skip it. And this will not be forced until it's checked as required.
So yes, the user can go to the Intune Center and select the applications.
Or
you can go to the company portal, which is this is the new company portal, and go to all my devices or apps and search for the published apps.
Your second question, sir?
If you want to distribute a large multi-file package like Office 2010, what can you do with store that on a local share in the organization you're deploying to and then deploy a script through this to do the install?
The question is, What is if it's a large application like Office 2010? Can you store it in a local, then get the script, Elias?
Yes, the answer is no. Basically, I have, you know, pushed Office 2010 online, but the only solution that I can see is that if you have brand cache on your, you know, branch or office, it will help a little bit, but no, there's no way you can just download the package and then, you know, deploy it locally, because the package is, you know, encrypted directly from the cloud to the computer, and then there's no way to just... I got you. You say, I have a local package, I'm now on a share locally, and I just want to push the script through Intune? It's not possible, so no.
Maybe the new version, or... please, we have an Intune product team boot downstairs. Maybe they're working on it. Again, we are not the expert. Okay, we are the expert, but we are not Microsoft, sorry.
Thanks for the honesty.
I'm just learning, remember, based on the scenario. We are not Microsoft, so we're sharing our experiences at the moment and how Intune did help us to save money. That's a really good question. Even if you don't ask it, promise I'm going to take the next level. We got some relationship with them, okay? I'm going to double check this. It's a good question, which hopefully I'm going to get answered.
Yeah, we can pass that through the engineering team.
Yep.
Thank you. Sixth challenge. I need to perform remote tasks on my client computers.
Remote tasks? Uh-oh. Sir, your question again. What's going to happen now? Can I just quickly... All right. We have our clients. For example, where is my client? Get a client. In this case, unassigned devices?
Yeah.
I go to devices. What if you think your user has a virus? What if you need to restart the computer? What if you need to update the malware policies before the user clicks the update button? What if you need to refresh the policies? Hey, can I go to gp update/force? No, right? This is in the cloud. Guess what? You don't have to even type that. All what you have to do is right-click the device, and you can deprop these, you can link to users, as I said.
So this is the list of remote tasks. You can run a full malware scan, quick malware scan, restart the computer, update malware definitions, refresh policies, and inventory.
Okay, let's run a quick malware scan. The second I click that, it's going to take a remote request here. Control 2. I don't know if you can see it here. And zoom in. Oops.
Ooh.
That's not my mouse. Do you mind zooming with your mouse? He got this cool Microsoft Touch mouse, which I'm not used to it.
But yes, another question that I get asked a lot is, what if this computer is turned off? It's not connected to the internet right now. Well, you just set in the task, and once the computer is connected and reports to the console, the task is going to be run in that computer.
Do you mind quickly to jump to WS03? Let's see if the scan has started. Remember a few seconds ago when I was doing the demo? It has a scan, because just before the session we were testing our...
And in a few minutes
it will run the inventory remotely. So the good thing is we can just force the task without even connecting to the computer, while just right click, and the second the computer comes online...
Yeah, and the second the computer will report. This is queued right now, but let me do it with this computer. Also, and at some point, one of the computers will start
scanning. Usually it's a bit faster, but today,
yeah,
the end of demo time.
You can restart the computer, run a full malware, refresh the policies, all that.
So it will promise it's going to start scanning shortly. It's just the demo gods making things slower today. All right, the solution is basically we're going to right-click and select our task and push it over.
Seventh challenge, I need to know what's going on with computers.
Okay, so do you think the alert section will not tell you what's going on with the computers?
I don't know, why don't you show me?
Hey, or look, the emails?
Look, let me show you very quick. Just started.
Yeah, with 3 seconds delay, God knows how many people are downloading in this internet now while they get free net. It's taking a few seconds, but usually, as you can see automatically, it will jump and do the scan. And the other computer started as well. So this could be a restart. This could be a policy refresh. So whatever remote task you select, it will push to the computer and start the task remotely. Now we were talking about
alerts. So can you just show us, you know, how you...
I can come to the alerts. Remember, I could just set up... if you come to administration here, instead of saying remember, I can just come to administration and I can select some notification rules, which means I can create some rules which tells me when should I get alerted. So I can select the recipients. So basically, in this case, I'm going to say, you know what? Erdl at White Tech Consulting.
Yeah.
Or you know what? I'm going to get my blog, yourmct.com. It's Erdl at yourmct.com. Next time, I can select even the language. Next time an alert happens, it will send me an email. I'm going to get my Windows mobile phone. Okay? And it will just tell me, hey, you know what? There is an alert. I can quickly...
Can you show me the kind of alerts you can set up? Go to alert types.
If you can go there, it has lots of varieties of alerts, like duplicate IP address, a new exchange connector, which means, remember, the new version has...
Magnify this a little bit.
The new version with Intune, you can now connect to your Exchange and connect your Active Directory and all the Exchange connections. You can manage your mobile devices, and for this you need a connector. Application incompatibility, megabytes of memory, disk failure, and many other options. You can just select, let me just zoom out.
And what if you go to the alert search section?
You have all these options, okay? Please feel free to browse it yourself later. I can go also to notification rules, and I can select, you know what, do not spam me. I'm getting enough junk already. I want only critical alerts. And I can just select recipients for my critical alerts. I can select recipients for remote assistance requests, as I'm the guy who's traveling a lot. Me and Elias, for example, we are just 4 weeks ago in Las Vegas, now here, in 2 weeks in Europe. God knows what's going to happen in 5 weeks. So can we deal with all this?
No, obviously not. So if you have help desk support technicians, you can forward, you know, this alerts to them and the critical ones to you, since you're the tier 3 person in your company.
And again, the alert button here. Remember, we done a virus test, and finally it's here. Perform needed amount of follow-up actions. Why? Because the computer was infected. From ICAR, and the alert type is here as well. I can see what kind of virus it was. I can see the sensitivity. Basically, it is alerting me and letting me know what's going on. Let's move up to the next challenge.
I need to limit the network bandwidth usage.
Okay, so these days we have people with limited bandwidth on their mobile phones,
yes,
right?
Yes, so this is the scenario I've been, you know, facing a lot. When I have in a small company and have like 20 on-site computers that's going through one internet connection, on those scenarios, you know, sometimes you can get, you know, a bottleneck. So there's an option within the policy that allow us to limit the bandwidth and during what time frame do you want the computers to download the updates. So it's very easy. Let me show you to you. You just need to go to policy, and under policies, Windows Intune agent. If you scroll all the way down.
Oh, you have to turn it on.
Yeah, network bandwidth. So it's using bits. It's not configured, but what I can do is just turn the switch on. And now I have the option to limit how many, you know, this is what I need, and I want the transfer to happen within, you know, 9 a.m. and 12 p.m. or use all the bandwidth available and turn it off. So it's up to you.
Is it per user or per?
It's a global policy. So and you just click.
Save the policy, or you could just create a new one as well. But it's important to save it, of course. And we can just go. This is also new, like to see the policy conflicts there as well. If there is any conflict with the policies, you don't have to really sit down and try to troubleshoot it. Alice, it will try to run the best practice analyzer in the background and tell you, you know what, there's a conflict with this policy, you better fix it before the user scolds you. Anyway, this is a topic of different presentation. The ninth challenge is now, what about documentation? I'm pretty sure you all love documentation. You all wish you had a few clicks where you can have reporting. If you don't have SQL Server, the enterprise with, or the reporting SQL Server 2008 R2 or 2012 these days, reporting services installed, and you will usually not have beautiful reporting services. But guess what? Intune is giving this. Also, again, do you mind quickly?
Yes, sure. So one thing that we need to have in mind is that we can use the reports option, and also you can show it. Also, the ability to know the inventory of all the computers.
So I can just come and get updated report, detected software report, computer inventory reports. Let's get this. I want all devices. You can just select and make the scope smaller, bigger if you've got lots of devices. And just press the view report button in the right bottom hand there. And let's see how many devices we got. And the hardware details. Here we go. All our devices, as you can see, they are green at the moment online. This one is not. You can see the brand. You can see if they're physical, virtual.
TPM.
You can see the operating system. You can see the trusted platform
module
manufacturer version. You can see another cool thing which I love, the total disk space, the used disk space, the free disk space, memory, CPU, and etc. Or, you know what, I want to see my licensing status or my detective software status. I didn't show that a few minutes ago when I was doing my demo, but I want to show you let me go to this one. Properties, software. This will show exactly what software has been installed in that computer. Basically, let me go. This computer doesn't have too much. A light book. David, I hope you don't have funny softwares in your computer. Let's double check. View properties, software. And look at this. uTorrent. Oh, my God. All right, Adobe. Antivirus testing software, Cisco, HP. You can see all the software which has been installed in that computer, including games.
So in conclusion, it's a very, you know, it gives you a lot of information. If you want to or need to have documentation on the go, it's very easy to create those reports.
Including the detailed version numbers.
Yes.
So, and when I come back quickly to the reports, we got 3 minutes left, so I can just run detected software reports. Just to make my job faster, I'm going to select, let's go to all devices, leave reports. It will scan all my devices. It will show all the software you can just install in the computers, save it, print it, export it, and give it to your customers. Let's move on to the next slide.
And there you go. This is
the reporting, as you can see. It will show you where this software has been installed. In this case, it's installed only in the Lightbook, and so on.
And the last challenge, I need to provide access to other system administrators and help desk. And the solution is just to add service administrators. We have different levels, the full access and the read-only. So the easier way to show this is, let me go to the console.
Administration.
So yeah, imagine I'm the owner of the company and I was the one who paid the bill or paying the subscription. I can have tenant administrator. So basically I can add Ertl as one administrator that can also manage the company portal and buy more storage. Or if I don't trust Ertl, I can just add him as a service administrator.
Oh, I am.
So I can just go ahead, click add, type the username, and select full access or read only. And this is very useful for when you have personnel that you are training and you don't want them to, you know, screw anything up. Just, hey, get familiar with the tool, and then I will just, you know, check or modify your access level and give you full access. So you can have multiple system administrators worldwide.
Okay. So we did try to show you the 10 big challenges that we got. We did try to show you the technical overview of Windows Intune, just to give you, it's like a wine tasting. As you can see, Intune is a much bigger product than to demonstrate in 75 minutes. But please take this as a little sample of wine tasting. Please feel free to go to marks.com/WindowsIntune. Sign up for 30 days trial with 25 licenses. You will get everything except the Windows 7 Enterprise. Okay? But again, for this, you can just go to Windows website and download it up to 90 days trial as well.
So at the end of the day, Windows Intune is the cheapest, easiest, and more scalable cloud-based PC management solution.
In the market?
In the market, yes. What helped me manage all kind of customers. You know, for a small-sized business, it's a blessing. And this is another bad joke. It's a solution literally falling from the sky. Yeah, got a bad joke. Cloud computing falling from the sky. And for large customers, it enables, you know, the reach and how you can manage all those computers. So the final takeaway message is that Windows Intune rocks. And we hope that you had enjoyed this session.
Before we close up, if you are not in North America, it's, I think, $11 in North America, please check locally with your country. Like, I know it's $15 in Australia. It might be a bit more expensive or less expensive depending on your country. Plus, for North America, for $1 extra, you can get also MDOP. So instead of paying just $11, you can pay $12 and you will get the Microsoft deployment.
Microsoft Desktop Optimization Pack. And you can also get access to the top version of Windows. So in this case, if you have Windows 7 Professional, you can go to 7 Enterprise.
So.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. If you got questions, please, that's the right time. Sorry. Yep.
Is it capable of uninstalling software? Like, for example, you saw uTorrent there. As an administrator, I would gladly uninstall that, but let's say I have 15 users to have it.
The question is, can you uninstall some software? With the new version, yes, you can force to uninstall, but I think the beta version has still some...
The beta is not available. One thing that you can do is you can retire the computer.
Yeah, you can retire, put it in a quarantine
area. If you have a computer that you don't trust anymore, or you know, it was from a consultant that you need to manage because he was on a project in particular, and you need to use that seat for another computer, you just can click retire. They will automatically revoke the certificate.
Or but you can request a remote assistance, okay, remote support. They have to accept you in, and then you can take the admin task as well. And hopefully tomorrow we're going to show you this as well. That was the part of tomorrow's demo, okay? We're going to show, hey, we don't want the software.
But you don't have the option as SCCM that you can just, you know, uninstall a particular package. Once you deploy it, you just can update it. But if you put a technique that I use is if you put a switch on the installer, the uninstall switch, then you can uninstall it. But there's no option to just say, you know, right-click, uninstall. Just push the same application and use a switch. That's what I use.
Any other questions? Yes, sir?
Yeah, most large organizations would already have, like, System Center and maybe SEP for Intune.
guess I'm kind of missing why wouldn't you just do your clients through there if you're a larger company instead of putting it through the cloud?
Before I answer the question, for the guys that are leaving, please do not forget to fill up the evaluation. It's really important, okay? If you liked it or not. So back to the question. Please repeat it, Elias.
So yes, when you have two options. I mean, if you have direct access, then basically you don't need this. If you don't have direct access and you want to extend the reach of all those tools, then there's no way you can do it. I mean, if you want to remotely connect to the computers, you want to push updates, you want to do all this stuff. I mean, if you have SCCM, you need a distribution point. If you have WSUS, you need to have a WSUS server, a child server on that particular location, and the user needs to be connected to the corporate network. What if the user is in a Starbucks, in a coffee shop, in a mall? What with that? I mean, you tell me, how do you manage those computers? That's where it fit, you know, that's where it filled the gap for me. If you have a small company, beautiful. I mean, they don't need to. If you have large, I had this installed in banks on, I mean, thousands of computers. I mean, but it's not like I have 2,000 computers on a branch in an office. I can have 1,000 computers, but they are, you know, spread worldwide. So that's the scenario I'm facing.
So you don't have to fly all the
customers.
Time. You can just do everything remotely from a management console. For the service, that's not the right product.
Yeah. It's only for clients. As of now, it's only for clients.
And please see the engineering team there downstairs, okay?
So, XP,
talk to them. Any feedback, I'm pretty sure they will like these kinds of feedbacks, and they will try to push it to their management to edit maybe the next version. Remember, the cool thing is we don't have to deal with anything. Let them deal. We just enjoy
And I see
the rest.
Your pain point, you know, but as of now, it's only for client computers, XP, Vista, 7, and...
We have to shut down the microphone. Is there any other questions which you want to learn? If yes, please
come closer. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much again for joining. Please do not forget to fill the evaluation. Thank you.